Good morning, and welcome to Faith in Action, a weekly podcast of First Baptist Church of Brownsville. Genuine faith should cause us to act in a manner pleasing to God. Pastor Craig Smith uses this time to look at different Bible verses and see how we should apply them to our lives. Living like Jesus will help us keep calm and have faith. So let's listen in.
Today we're focusing on Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Scripture says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father, he knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." This passage is similar to one from a couple weeks ago when we read Philippians 4, verses 6 and 8. And we were challenged at that time to not be anxious. Matthew is telling us much of the same thing, but he even gives some illustrations, such as don't worry about food or clothes or height, etc. He assures us that as we follow Christ, he will see that we are taken care of. That is, once again, where the faith in action comes in. Our human tendency is to focus on our perceived, quote, needs, like food, clothing, etc. Matthew teaches us to, by faith, turn our focus away from our, quote, needs and focus on God and his righteousness. Verse 33 promises that if we focus on him, he will take care of all the other things. In Blackaby's study Bible, he says, to seek the kingdom of God is to abide with the king. When we live in his presence and follow his purposes, he takes responsibility for our needs. When you live in the king's palace as a child of the king, you don't have to worry about food or clothes. Just focus on pleasing the king. Verse 32 assures us that our heavenly Father, he's aware of all our needs, and as a loving Father, he will see that our needs are met. Therefore, our responsibility is to seek him and his righteousness, and by faith, let him take care of the rest. That is often easier said than done. Today's world, we're bombarded with advertisements, and our selfish greed gets us to focus on lots of material things. This is where we put our faith into action, by seeking God and not material things. Years ago, William Cowper wrote a song that's entitled, "Sometimes a Light Surprises." It goes like this. "Sometimes a light surprises the Christian when he sings. It is the Lord who rises with healing in his wings. When comforts are declining, he grants the soul again a season of clear shining to cheer it after rain. Tomorrow may bring with it nothing, but he will bear us through. Who gives the lilies their clothing will clothe his people too. Beneath the spreading of the heavens, no creature but is fed, and he who feeds the ravens will give his children bread. In holy contemplation, we sweetly then pursue the theme of God's salvation and find it ever new. Set free from present sorrow, we cheerfully can say, let the unknown tomorrow bring with it what it may. Though vine nor fig nor tree neither their wanton fruit should bear, though all the field should wither, nor flocks nor herds be there, Yet God the same abiding, his prayer shall tune my voice, for while in him confiding, I cannot but rejoice. Tomorrow may bring with it nothing, but he will bear us through. Who gives the lilies their clothing will clothe his people too. Beneath the spreading of the heavens, no creature but is fed, and he who feeds the ravens will give his children bread. Let's put our faith in action this week by seeking the Lord first. Have a great day.